And now let's take all this information together and ask, how can we use it to transmit a memory that I have from my brain to your brains? Okay, so we did a foreign experiment. We let people watch for the first time in their life a TV episode from the BBC series Sherlock while we scan their brains. And then we asked them to go back to the scanner and tell the story to another person that never watched the movie. So let's be specific. Think about this exact scene when Sherlock is entering the cab in London, driven by the murderer he's looking for. If me, as a viewer, there is a specific brain pattern in my brain when I watch it, now the exact same pattern, I can reactivate it in my brain again by telling the word Sherlock, London, murderer. And now when I'm transmitting these words to your brains now, you have to reconstruct it in your mind. And in fact, we see that this pattern emerging now in your brains. And we're really surprised to see that the pattern that we have now in your brains, when I'm describing these scenes, will be very similar to the pattern I had when I watched this movie a few months ago in the scanner. And this starts to tell you about the mechanism by which you can tell stories and transmit information. Because, for example, now you're listening really hard and try to understand what I'm saying. And I know that it's not easy. But I hope that in one point in the talk, we clicked and you got me.